You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. It's fall, and that means it's time for a new season of concerts from the Bakersfield Symphony Orchestra. And here joining us now to tell us more, we have on the phone with us Stylian Kirove. He is the conductor and music director of the symphony. Stylian, welcome.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Stylian, I want to talk about the various concerts you have coming up, including this one on September 29th. A very interesting way to start your season with Every Good Boy Deserves Favor, and it comes from the composer and conductor Andre Previn. Tell us about this work.
Sure. Yes, it's a very, very exciting work, and actually we're doing something a little bit outside of the box. It's actually a work that it's a play by Tom Stoppard, and the music was written by Andre Previn, and it's actually a play for actors and orchestra. It's a very, very interesting piece of work, and it's really very unique because, to be quite honest, I cannot really think of another work that unifies both worlds of theater and music as well. Well, obviously, you know, we have Igor Stravinsky's The Soldier's Tale as well, but it involves only one to three actors, and it has some dance. But in this case, Every Good Boy Deserves Favors, it's very unique. It's a full stage play, and the orchestra is one of the images, one of the characters of the play.
So tell us a little more about what it's about.
Well, the story is very interesting. It's a story that happens basically in a mental asylum in Russia. So there is a lot of truth to the story, and there is also, but there is also a lot of humor to it as well. So it's a nice mixture between these both two aspects. So the story is about two patients in the mental hospital. One is named Alexander Ivanov, and the other is also named Alexander Ivanov. So one believes that he has an orchestra in his mind, and he talks about the different instruments. There are a lot of different jokes about the orchestra itself, and the other believes that actually sane people who are, let's say, inconvenient for the government are put in mental institutions. And so there are many, many different aspects of the play. Obviously, one of the Ivanovs, who is kind of leading the revolution, basically, he has a son as well. And it's a very complex, very full concept. But I'm not sure if I should actually say how the play ends.
Yeah, we don't want to give that away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's I feel it's a brilliant piece of theater, and of course the music and the orchestra within the frame of theater, I think it's absolutely genius.
Is this something that's difficult by the sheer fact of how unusual this work is? Is it difficult to rehearse and put together with the orchestra?
Sure. Well, it's very different to begin with from everything I have done in the past, and it's a piece where obviously you have to worry about the music. There are technical musical challenges, but it's also synchronizing the play and the music and actually merging both universes. I think that's the challenging aspect, but it's also very, very exciting aspect as well. So as a conductor, you really need to know not only the music, but you also need to know very well the script.
We're talking with Stylian Kirove, the conductor and music director of the Bakersfield Symphony Orchestra, beginning its new season September 29th at the Rabobank Theater in downtown Bakersfield. The orchestra is back just a little over a week later with another concert, the 100 Years of Leonard Bernstein, celebrating his centennial. You have a program that's primarily Bernstein, but you also have the Ravel Piano Concerto. How do those two things relate? How does the Bernstein program relate to Ravel?
Well, it's a very interesting question, actually, and I have to say Bernstein was very well known. He was not only a great conductor, he was a great pianist, he was a great educator, he was also a wonderful composer as well. So when we were looking at different programs, we came up with a program only of Bernstein's pieces. Bernstein was very, very inspired by Ravel's music as well. And so what we decided to do is actually include one of the pieces that he played and conducted from the piano as well. So there is a famous video recording of him playing the Ravel piano concerto and conducting it in the same time. So we thought, you know, this was really a piece that he was very close to, and we wanted to create some diversity within the program. So we decided to include this piece as well.
So you have in that concert the famous Candide Overture, also his First Symphony, and the Symphonic Dances. With the Ravel piece, you have a piano soloist who was the silver medalist at one of the recent Van Cliburn piano competitions, Kenneth Broberg. Tell me about him. Have you worked with him before? What are you looking forward to there?
Yeah, I have never worked with him before. I just heard the wonderful compliments he received in the competition, and I watched some of his performances during the competition. But he's really a rising star right now, so I'm sure his career will flourish as he gets more opportunities. In my experience, everybody who is a prize winner at the Cliburn competition is, first of all, a wonderful human being, and second of all, a wonderful, extraordinary musician.
There's another concert coming up this fall, November 4th. You call it Romantic Landscapes, and some true masterworks from the Romantic era here. We have Brahms Symphony No. 4, Antonin Dvorak's Concerto for Cello, Strauss's Die Fledermaus Overture. Tell me about this concert, some true highlights here from the Romantic era and lovers of that style.
Yes, absolutely, and that was really the goal of the concert, is to highlight the romantic some romantic masterpieces, and yet still have diversity within the program, although some very strong connection between the pieces as well. The obvious connection between Dvorak and Brahms is the fact that they actually knew each other. And Dvorak had very big support from Brahms. He was, in a way, his protege. The Fourth Symphony, I feel it really stands on the golden pages of the symphonic literature. It's a true masterpiece and really precious gem. The Dvorak Cello Concerto, it's another masterpiece from the cello solo literature. And I'm very excited to be working with Maya Bogdanovic, who is our soloist for this program. I haven't had the chance to work with her before, but she's somebody who is also really up and coming, wonderful career, flourishing in Europe and now hopefully in the United States. So we are very, very lucky to have her for this concert. And of course, finishing the concert with Strauss's Fledermaus Overture, it's a wonderful finale and a great way to celebrate this era in a way, this romantic era. So if you look at this program, it's a little bit of an upside-down concert, because we start with the symphony, then we'll have an intermission, then we will have the concerto, and then we finish with the Fledermaus Overture. It's not uncommon. This has been, but it's historically correct. I can say things have been done like this in the past. Many programs have been programmed like this in the past. So we just decided to present this concert this way, and I think this is also another concert to really look forward to.
Well, and certainly will leave audiences with all those great melodies in their heads as they leave the Rabobank Theater November 4th. You were talking about careers that are rising stars. You have some news in your career front. Recently, you won the first prize at the Berlin competition in the conducting category, Debut Berlin. Tell me about that. What was it like taking the stage of Berlin Philharmonic Hall? And this is where Karajan and so many great conductors were.
Right. Well, this was, of course, very, very exciting, and I was very privileged to be there. It was a wonderful experience to make music in this beautiful venue. And, you feel that the goals of the great conductors are still there. You know, you see all these pictures, you see all this history, and it's a phenomenal experience for every musician, I think. And I'm very hopeful to return there one day. The concert was very exciting. I thought it went very well. Really beautiful music making and great orchestra as well. So it was all very inspiring, very positive experience.
Well, and I think the audience will be equally inspired as well. Coming up again, the Bakersfield Symphony Orchestra takes to the Rabobank Theater stage to open its new season September 29th with Every Good Boy Deserves Favor. It's a stage play by Tom Stoppard with music by Andre Previn, featuring the orchestra as an essential character in that play. Very unique piece taking place September 29th and then back on October 7th with 100 Years of Leonard Bernstein, featuring the Ravel Piano Concerto and an otherwise all Bernstein concert program. And then November 4th, Romantic Landscapes, featuring Brahms, Dvorak, and Strauss. That's all coming up. Stillian, we really are so excited to have you back in our community for another season and look forward to all that 2017 and 18 will bring.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's a real pleasure, and I'm very, very much looking forward to this exciting next season.